Hey, Zach. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I appreciate you taking the call. I know you probably have a long day ahead already, right?
Yeah, Friday. Trying to wrap up the week with some extra business. You already know.
There you go. All right. So just to, again, recap what we talked about. So this is going to be a Google optimization, $100 of the going towards Facebook each and every month. Grand total monthly cost for you is $249, and then there's a one-time setup fee of $99.
So what I would like to see is in terms of – so this is a month-to-month thing?
Correct.
What type of contract is there?
It's month to month. You can exit at any time. You just have to give 3 days notice. If you, let's say, starting today, you want to exit before May 26th hits for whatever reason. I mean, we would hope we don't lose you that fast. We hope we don't lose you at all, but, you just give us 3 days notice.
So what I'm doing is I'm looking at a couple agencies to see kind of what the solution is, and I'm trying to see kind of in the contracts differently, kind of performance based. I know it's marketing, so it's pretty, you don't
vague as far as performance.
Yeah, like KPIs and things to hit. Like, so I guess I'm just trying to understand, like, what type of growth is guaranteed or certain in terms of, you know, like what we're shooting for. Everyone's kind of shooting for the same thing, but, you know.
So when it comes to first page placement, like what we do is we have a certified time as far as what we, promise to make sure that we're getting your business promoted and showing up on that first page. We do expect that result to hit within 30 to 45 days. So that timeline is there. We do provide back-end analytics for everything. We definitely want you to hold us accountable. We appreciate that. That's very important.
Right.
But as far as a direct promise of this is how many impressions you're going to get, this is how many click-throughs you're going to get, that is not something that ever should be promised from a marketing perspective, because there's no truth to that promise in almost every situation.
100%. Man, I agree with that. How many, in terms of on a Google page, do you know how many, like, websites show up on each page?
Like, you're saying when someone's looking, like, solar near me, solar companies in Phoenix?
Yeah, so, like, I mean, yeah, like, if we're looking at any keyword and, yeah, whatever, you know, solar panel installation in Phoenix, like, if I'm on page 3, for instance, like, how many spots down and then, like, so I can see kind of what, like, you know how many slots per page there is?
Yeah, so it's typically like 10 to 12, I mean, on a cell phone, right? Like, because the way you see it basically broken down in terms of what's considered first page placement, you'll notice sponsored listings. You're looking on Google yourself, sponsored listings show up at the top of every bookmarked page, if you will. So like Sunrun Solar with 240 reviews at a 2.9, they're the bottom of page 1. That's a very susceptible position right there to get usurped, if you will, because their score is so poor compared to everyone else on the first page. So that's an example, but most of the time, the reason why we find such success with our optimization methods is that a lot of the companies that do it, usually it's in-house optimization or it's like dormant optimization. We make this our full-time job for you, meaning we're always pushing you as much as we can to the top, more so than a lot of these other companies are. Like someone with a 4.3, like Phoenix Solar Panel Systems LLC, they're a 4.3, 23 reviews. There's no reason why you're not going to be above them, right, unless you just have a poor optimizing team.
Yeah, I've kind of realized that. I actually was going to their website last night, I'll be honest.
Your score and your review count, why are you not on the first page? It just means, again, you did this all on your own, and you did better than most people do when they hire someone. So at the end of the day, the only answer to the why is get a stronger entity in your corner that can invest more time into doing this full time than you obviously can, you know, with your day-to-day requirements of to run your business.
100%. And kind of one thing, I don't know how this in terms of, you know, whatever solution I find, I have a web designer who I think starting next week, he's going to start going through and redesigning my website just to make it, there's like obvious errors. Like I've run tests on my website and I can see like obvious, like things that are wrong. And he's going to go through and redesign my website. How does, in terms of, like, do you guys work together, or what would the case be?
So as long as, again, we're not building your website, you're going to have someone else build your website, all we're going to do is promote eyeballs to that. I do have a recommendation, as if you recall from when we looked at your website, that your phone number goes away when I scroll down, right? So just make sure that he keeps that in mind when he does it.
Yeah.
That's going to be one of the important factors. And also allow someone to text you from the website as well. That's another important factor, just because you know as well as I do, different types of buyers are, some of them are more text friendly and almost never make calls anymore.
I see. Yeah, I'm kind of going through an issue where I just switched over my phone service to a VoIP so that in 2 weeks I'm going to the Middle East for a month. Maybe, it depends. I'm supposed to go travel in 2 weeks, and I'm going through kind of a critical issue where my phone servicing is messed up. I'm using it right now with you, but anyway, I'm finding new solutions. The idea here is to completely have everything by like June 15th revamped in terms of my phone systems, my website, and to begin, well ahead of time, probably by May 15th to start so that I can have 30 days leading time and optimizing it. And that also gives my web guy also a couple weeks to kind of get things going. And I kind of want everything to go together, I suppose. So that's kind of why I'm talking honestly with you and another agency. And you guys have similar pricing. But to be honest, you guys have a lot more credibility. The other company is in a different country. So you kind of pay for what you get, I feel like, and stuff like this.
Understandable.
I mean,
if you want to speak to people from California, you know, that's where we're at. No worries.
I mean, honestly, I've used foreign labor for a lot of my business, to be honest. And like I said, you pay for what you get. But I think like a realistic timeline here is, Let me write this out. Give me 1 second.
No worries.
So, so 5:20, I get my phone number texting up in live. 5:51, I have web development beginning. So basically, I get back from out of the country, hopefully, June 15th, and I would like to start this about 30 days before, so May 15th, which is actually when I'm going to be traveling, so that month I'll be available, but it'll be mostly email correspondence, if that's okay. I can take phone calls, but the idea is to find the correct solution by May 15th. If you guys have any paperwork and things like that, you guys are my top solution right now, and I'm not looking very hard to find. I'm not trying to go through a bunch of meetings with people. Just kind of what I've heard from you. You seem pretty confident with the way you talk, and that's a big thing. So, I don't want to move forward today, but I think by in 2 weeks, May 15th. May 15th isn't 2 weeks, but I want to start a week before that so we can do the onboarding. Basically, like the week of May 9th or whatever it may be, May 5th. If we can have things set up so we can begin onboarding at that time, that would be good. And we can kind of lead this in so that when I'm gone for a month from May 15th to June 15th, you guys can do your thing. And then things will be kind of rolling when I get back.
Gotcha. Okay. So, that's fine with me as far as that timeline goes. So what, just to make sure we're on the same page, you yep. want me to just go ahead and like put this on hold as best I can. So that way no one else takes the positioning. That's okay. And when I mean take the positioning, it's just like no other solar company signs up with us in the meantime in your service area. To be fair, solar is not one of the things that we do nationwide all the time, so I think you'll be okay because we do focus on a lot of other businesses nationwide throughout most weeks. Solar is just one of my babies, actually, just because I told you I do solar out in California.
Right.
So I know this is a big time of year for you know my guys. So, yeah, we can do that. What do you want from me? Because you did say something that you want to look at, like, a terms and conditions or something like that. Is that what you're checking in?
Yeah, I mean, any and all things that, any and all things that you'd prepare for me for, like, you know, to get to the point of signing so I can see. If you could email me as well, like, it doesn't need to be super long. It can be brief. Just kind of, like, the... Because we talked about this on the phone call, but I was driving, kind of, and maybe, because actually when I researched the company, maybe you already emailed me this, when I just did my own research, I didn't go through the email you sent me, but just kind of like your plan in terms of like, okay, so the way, you know, the goal is to rank higher on Google, and here's how we're going to get it done. Did you, let me look, I'm looking for your other email.
It's not really that like complex as far as the detail on my end. Sorry, you know, I'm on the sales side of it as far as
That's
the actual
right.
onboarding.
Okay.
But
sure.
What I can send you is a terms and conditions. I try to redact anything that is personal from you know our clients, but just so you can see a sample of it. I think
yeah, I would
this
like
shouldn't
that.
Violate any provisions from my company because everything's redacted. But just so you can see that, so. I'm just going to put
yep.
PNC sample. It is more in the form of text, so it doesn't look like
okay.
it's, you know, formatted the same way our actual terms and conditions is, but that way you can just hopefully navigate the text as cleanly as possible. So
okay.
I did send that over to you right now, so that way you can see that. And again, since it is month-to-month, it just says terms of experience, but, you know, that's basically
sure.
the terms and conditions. Let me know when you receive that, just so you have a sample.
Cool. And I actually do see the initial email you sent me. It does kind of talk about the avenues in which you guys will be, like, growing.
Yeah,
so,
the details I know on the technical side is we work on your knowledge graph, schema markup, and some other things like that that I could even begin to explain to you. So, you know, I appreciate
oh,
your
cool.
understanding there. But I do know
no,
there's
behind
the
okay.
scenes on your coding that helps optimize you on Google.
Cool. And I do see an email that has from TNC, so I can go through this. And yeah, so let's do a hard follow up. I don't know these times the 10 a.m. slot. Is that my absolute best time for appointments. If that works with you, we could do a hard follow-up. Maybe Monday, May 6th.
Okay. That's fine. But yeah, we'll pencil in maybe a week from Monday then. And then, so how it's going to
yeah.
work is when you sign with us, 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads will be live and any other work you want us to do, like if you want us to do a website for you, obviously you're going to do that on your own. But the Google optimization does have a 30 to 45 day lead time to start seeing the effects of it. So
sure.
that's going to put you in that wheelhouse of that mid-June kind of like action date to start seeing results. But
yeah,
you're already live on Google, so it might happen sooner. I just want to let you know that's our contracted timeline
okay.
we provide.
No, that's cool because I do know kind of the first month or two, you're leading it in, and the idea is, I don't want to be overseas
and have too much going on. Obviously, like, that's a good problem to have, but I'm trying to lead this appropriately. So I think that's good. I have you at 10 a.m. And if you ever want to send me calendar invites, you can send it to hello@phxvs.com.
Okay, I'll do that right now just to make it easier for you then.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, always send it to the hello that manages my my teams of all my schedule. So.
Okay. Cool. All right. Anything else you want me to do right at this point?
Nope, I think we're good.
All right. Well, Zach, appreciate your time. Safe travels, and I'm sending the invite right now. Okay.
Cool. Talking about a week or so.
All right. Have a good one now.
Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye.